Hi everyone, this is Nancy Garcia Supris with Talented Magazine, and today I want to let you know that you are a winner. And 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says, "But thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place." Did you know that you are a winner? And as a winner, you can know victorious outcomes in every battle you face in life. Life is full of opportunities to overcome. That's right. They are wonderful opportunities, your personal resistance training. I have discovered that it is a positive, perceptive, and a faith-filled frame of mind that empowers true victories in the midst of challenging and impossible-looking situations. We all know the story of David and Goliath, yes. David, a young shepherd boy who was inexperienced in national battles, faced a bully giant who was provoking God's people, threatened them with what he believed was an imminent defeat. All of Israel was afraid. Goliath was their terrorist. No one wanted to face the giant in battle. However, David had a different perception of this bully than the rest of Israel. David did not perceive Goliath to be much of anything and put no stock in his words. In David's perspective, he was a powerless man who had no connection to God or his might whatsoever. David's perception was in line with God's will, purpose, and might. After all, who was this giant in the light of greatness of God? God has delivered David and the sheep he was tending whenever the lions and the bear came to attack. As a result of this history with God, David's mind could not understand what the negative and fearful responses from the warriors of Israel were all about. He was up for the battle with full confidence that he would win. David's mind was set on victory. He had a faith-filled, triumphant frame of mind. And no matter what the giant said, David was set on one thing, slaying the uncircumcised Philistine with the power and name of the Lord. With a positive perception of the situation and a faith-filled frame of mind, David truly did slay the giant with ease and eventually became king of Israel and went on to win many battles. He prevailed over his enemies. He was victorious. You can be victorious in all your battles too, with a positive perception of the situation, one that is in line with God's will and purpose, and with faith-filled determination. You will overcome. God will always cause you to triumph in every battle. You were created to be a champion. I'm going to decree those verses over your life. I triumph over my enemies, and I over all obstacles become God gives me the victory over every circumstance. In all things, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. The Lord God goes with me to fight for me against my enemies and gives me the victory. I am thankful to God who in Christ always leads me into a triumphant procession, rejoicing in victory. I decree that the Lord is full of greatness, power, glory, and majesty, and that He causes me to be victorious. I proclaim the greatness of God and rejoice in Him, because He has won the ultimate eternal battle for me. These verses come from 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57, Romans 8:37, Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, Psalm 18 verse 40 through 47. Have a wonderful day. May God be with you. May God continue to bless you. And you are victorious today. Amen.